First time I ever had a concussion, so I didn't really know what it was all about, and the doctors here did a great job and handled everything, and I'm symptoms free, so it's been good for me now.
How'd it happen?
I was on a hit, and I was pulling around, and I had hit someone head to head, and it was first time I ever really experienced that kind of headache, so I knew something was up and went through the proper protocol for that.
How bad was it?
The headaches were pretty bad, and it was like a little nausea, and it got better each day. You know, you have to go through a variety of different steps once it happens. I wasn't really aware of it, and the medical staff did a great job of helping me out and getting me back to 100%.
Did you talk to a guy like Snee at all, you know, guys who have been through it, just for any advice on how to manage?
Yeah, they all said, you know, it's basically you just got to wait until the headache goes away. There's nothing really you can do. I mean, you can't really go out there and work out or rehab it. It's just kind of resting in, and it's something where they just told me to keep my head up. I don't really worry about it. Obviously, I wanted to still be in there and get in the meetings, and once I was able to, I was sitting in the meetings. So it worked out. It worked out well, and I'm back today. I couldn't be happier.
Justin,
so was it a knee to the?
When you miss time like that, you know, obviously, if it's a leg or an arm or something like that, you can still be sharp in the meetings and whatnot. But when it's your head and you can't really focus, I mean, how do you keep up and not falter behind on, you know, classroom stuff?
You know, it's just getting back in there now and getting really good after it. I only missed, I think, 2 days in the meeting room, and I was able to come back in and get that stuff working. So obviously, you lose out on 2 days of film work, which is crucial. But to get back in there and spend a little extra time now to get back to where you should be.
Wait, Justin, was it a knee to the head or a helmet?
No, it was a head to head. It was head to head. I pulled around. I forget who I hit, but.
Headaches and nausea were the two main symptoms. Did you have any other?
Yeah, I mean, you have like some sensitivity to noise and light, but that kind of subsided after the first couple of days.
How much do you think this did set you back at all in terms of your, you know, playing readiness?
Obviously, missing the reps is something that's big. I wish I could get those back, but right now I just got to go out there and play. I really can't control that now.
Missing the game hurt, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, when I had to sit home, I couldn't even travel the team and had to watch it. It definitely was something that definitely hurt me. But getting back out there and today, I got a big smile on my face. I'm ready to go.
Justin, when you have an injury like that, does that in the back of your mind kind of force you to kind of adjust your technique so that it doesn't happen again? Or is it just one of those things that you say, oh, it just happened to happen?
You know, it's something that's part of the game. You got to know you got to keep your head out of it and play heads-up football. So that's something where I know when I go out there, make sure you're constantly using your hands. And when you're going downfield and going after guys in the secondary, where there is a lot more room for that, you got to make sure you're using the proper technique.
Do you feel like you can make up the time pretty quickly, or have?
Yeah,
you,
definitely. I mean, we've done things with the veterans helping us out, and they taking some quizzes and stuff, and getting extra work in every day. We stay a little bit extra in our meeting rooms, the younger guys, to make sure we're where we need to be. But and then going out there today and getting those reps, I know we got some other guys banged up, and so I'll be able to get more reps today than I would have normally.
When you woke up this morning, just describe what your state of mind was, knowing when you came to the facility you were going to be working.
I mean, I was excited. I was excited to get back in here and be with the guys, because you kind of sometimes when you're injured, you don't get to do everything with the offensive line, and y'all be sitting on the side or riding the bike. So it'll be good today to go out there and actually be in the drills with my teammates.
That was a crazy day. That was like the first day you took first team reps too, right?
Yeah, it was the first day. First day I was able to go out there. So obviously that hurt, but definitely I'm past that now. I'm ready to get back out there and be with my teammates.
Did you have to kind of go through a period of frustration or anger that something set you back? You know, because you're so excited as a rookie to take advantage of being their top pick. Was there a period of frustration that you had to manage?
Definitely those first couple days where I couldn't even be in the facility. I had to be back at the hotel. You kind of like, I feel like I'm letting everyone down by being out, but it's the right thing. And I know the way NFL is handling concussions now, you have to make sure that you're held accountable and you tell somebody, because it is a major thing.
Are you going to be eased back in, or are you going to go full blast?
Well, they kind of, we did some agilities and stuff and work like that, so I anticipate me going full board today.
You're playing on Sunday, you think? Or?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, as long as this week goes well, I wouldn't see why not.
Justin, Coach Gilbride said that Pittsburgh threw a bunch of different things at you. Is that something you can learn on film because you weren't out there, or something that you actually had to experience?
Yeah, doing that, and then we're going to do some corrections during practice. I know I'll be able to see those looks, and it's just something that our defense does run some stuff sometimes that's similar to that, but obviously getting those game reps would be vital.
You probably watched a lot of NFL games in your life, I imagine. What was it like watching your team?
You know, like every time I see somebody, I was like, oh, there's Eric Herman or there's Ryan Nassib. It was a little bit different because you know every single player, and you know, like when I see him plays, I know what that play is. So it was a little bit different experience for me, and I'm ready to be out there and playing with him this week.
You stayed at home, you watch it with anybody, or what did you do before the game?
I just watched it at my apartment. A couple of my friends came up and watched it with me, but nothing too crazy. Oh, it's very intense. These are the impact tests that we all had to take. There's a baseline where you have to get back to. I actually took it on the Monday following that concussion, and I got a 97%, which you think would be, you know, that's a pretty good score, you know. But you have to get 100% of where you were before. So they're very strict on the guidelines, and it's something the NFL is doing. It's taking a lot of precaution with these head injuries because they've seen what it's done. So they definitely made sure I was 100%. You got to be thankful for our training staff. They did a great job.
I mean, is there any dexterity test you have to do, too, or anything like that?
Sorry,
is there any dexterity test you have to do?
Everything they have to do, they try to figure out your balance. They have you, like, close your eyes. You're counting back. You do memorization. Like they give you 15 words. You have to remember them, and they give you a bunch of different other tests. And they come back, hey, what were those words that we gave you earlier? Drawing stuff. I mean, they do everything with reaction time. So they do a good job.
Thank you.